I am now joined in this secret location by One Direction. Hello.
Hello, Scott.
Hello.
Hello there.
It's dark in here.
Now, last time, don't say where we are, by the way, because obviously...
Well, we don't even know where we are. We were blindfolded.
Do you know where you are?
I'm actually not sure
They don't tell us
are.
These days.
Actually, I'm actually not sure where we are.
Well, don't say
Me
it.
Me neither. What part?
Don't even guess.
Don't even guess.
Mozambique.
Southwest London, I think,
We're now not even in London, not even in the UK anymore.
It is last time I saw you was backstage at Radio 1's Big Weekend. This time I've had to come to you. Yeah. Do you spend a lot of your life in secret locations now? Because remember about a year ago we did One Direction Day in LA. Yeah. That was also in another secret location.
We are actually secret agents. Yeah. And we just don't like to tell anybody where we go.
A1D Day was good, though, wasn't it?
It was good.
Thanks, Scott.
Good
again.
You should do it again, but maybe, because that was like 8 hours on the internet, maybe like 24 next time.
Yeah.
Maybe you should do like a 2 day.
I don't know if you'd be alive after that, Scotty.
Yeah. I would
tired after that one.
Yeah. We noticed that you're spending all the money on the music videos now. Most notably, you've upgraded the camper van quite a lot in Steal My Girl. What happened to that knackered old one from What Makes You Beautiful? Do you know?
No, that's a good question. We should try and get our hands on that, boys. You know,
it's a bit of a keepsake.
Just, can you direct these mics a bit better, Liam?
Sorry,
thanks, Liam.
Sorry about that.
So you don't know where it went?
No, that's the truth of it, yeah.
That video is so cool. I know it's broken lots of records. What was it like working with Danny DeVito?
It was really good. Like, he's Hollywood royalty, so for him to even want to be in our video is insane.
Yeah.
And it was, it was a really good day.
Yes, Harry. Oh, I thought you were going to talk.
No, I was just getting the hair.
Just getting a bit of fluff off the mic. The new album, which we're going to talk about now before we play Steal My Girl, is released on November the 17th. Have all of you actually heard it all the way through? Obviously, you were there for the making of it, but have you listened to it maybe in a room and been like, that's how the album sounds all together as one?
Well, I don't think we've quite listened to it together.
Start to finish would be a nice process.
Yeah, we should do. We should
maybe
do
sit
that.
Down with a cup of tea.
Spend a few hours afterwards.
I like doing that in the car.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
yes.
When you can, like, focus on it.
Yeah. You must be proud driving. Of this.
Yeah, massively. I mean, this is the first album we've proper, like, written on nearly every song, almost. And we were just grateful to have the same team that we used last time, and they just looked up the game.
I think you can tell it's, without giving too much away, I think you can tell it's some of the same team by the sound of it, but it's. I've just heard some tracks. I've heard 5 tracks, and it sounds incredible. It just sounds big.
What did you hear?
Am I allowed to say the names of them?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I heard Fool's Gold.
Yeah.
I heard Where Do Broken Hearts Go? Mm. I heard Spaces and Ready to Run, and the next single.
What was your favourite?
I think the next single is amazing. I also really liked Where Do Broken Hearts Go.
Me too.
What's your favourite?
Where Do Broken Hearts Go, actually.
Harry?
I'm a big fan of the next single.
I don't even know whether we're allowed to say what it's called.
Or not.
We've already gone there.
Well, okay. Well, I like...
the next single.
Yeah.
The best.
Yeah, I think so.
Which is called.
Yeah.
Night Changes.
Okay. Louis?
I actually like Fireproof, the one we let out for free.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
how about that?
You gave it away.
Same page.
Same.
Yeah, I agree with Niall. I like Where Do Broken Hearts Go. Yeah.
Speak up, Zach.
It's a good one.
Sorry, that was my bad, Scott.
In your film,
there's a lot to think about. Okay, it's pressure.
Try harder.
Matt, in your film, we saw you recording like everywhere, buses, hotel rooms. What was the experience of recording this album? Did you stay in one place or was it done everywhere again?
Literally everywhere.
Yeah, we recorded most of it in America this summer when we were on tour. So we had like they had like a truck that had like a studio, a couple of studios built into it.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah, and if you didn't put the aircon on, you'd die. That's true.
MI5 was it? MI6? Which one of them is the right?
Yeah, it was an MOD vehicle or something.
One of them.
They used to use it for recording dodgy people.
Dodgy people.
I think one of the cool things about this one is that, like, each song might have been recorded in like 3 different places. So
that's quite good.
Yeah, it's really.
Everyone at that point, I know you can't see this because it's on the radio, but all 3 microphones were then on Harry's face.
I think this is the one we're most proud of.
Yeah. Okay. So far. Seems to be a bit of an issue as to who wants to hold the mic.
Liam wasn't doing the best job.
I've had enough of that.
There you go, you started wrong there.
Oh, okay.
To be fair, Liam, at the moment, until he loses concentration, Louis is doing a much better job at directing the microphones in front of people's mouths.
I'd have to agree.
Yes, at the moment.
Any comments, Liam?
No.
Yeah, but you're just talking to Liam. Like, if Zane wanted to say something now, would the microphone be there?
Of course.
Okay.
Sean.
It doesn't.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Okay, some other questions. We're in a secret location, by the way, because we can't possibly take you to Radio 1 these days. You've not even seen our new building.
No, I want to see the
When can
the new
we
building?
Come back?
Well, just wear a disguise or something. I'll just...
Yes, but yes.
I'll get you in it. Oh, you've
it
been in, Harry.
It is hard. It's hard.
Like, at 3 a.m. we'll go in or something. You mentioned on Twitter you get kind of cabin fever from not being allowed to leave hotels sometimes or secret locations. What happens when you want to go outside but you have to stay in? Like, who goes craziest and what happens?
I just can't be kept inside for that long. It's not fair. I can't deal with it. I've always been quite an outdoorsy kind of person, and now I just stop it. You're gonna get fired
like
too.
The weirdest like date. Advert for Liam ever.
Yeah. I'm kind of an outdoorsy kind of guy.
I'm an outdoorsy kind of guy.
I am, you know, I'm an adventurer.
It's like take me out.
Sounds fun.
I like to explore.
But is it sometimes we're like, just Liam's get me out of here? Like, why can't I leave?
Yeah, we had a bit of a situation. Oh, Harry's holding the mic. We had a bit of a situation. We were in Charlotte, North Carolina, about 4 weeks ago, and there was like loads of people outside the hotel, and there was kind of no way of getting out. So me and Liam just like. And they've gone crazy in the hotel room.
Really off until like 6 o'clock in the morning.
You need to do the mic.
Oh,
you see?
See, I'll have two.
Louis lost control of the mic.
Well, I thought Harry was coming out, actually, to be fair.
Niall was watching golf till like 5 o'clock in the morning, which was crazy.
Watching what? Golf?
Golf, mate. He was watching. What were you watching?
Ryder Cup.
You love a bit of golf, don't you, Niall? In fact, I saw you on Twitter in bespoke golf trousers, in fact.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Well, the stripy ones.
The ones. When we played together, burst the button. Remember,
his trousers and then he fell down.
That was true.
Here's a question that so many fans will want to know. How do you get a follow from a One Direction band member on Twitter? What do you have to do?
I think it's pretty random, actually.
Yeah, it is. You don't...
Zane, over to Zane.
It's kind of just random. It's just like...
But what makes you go, I'm going to follow that person?
Maybe we should raise our hand when we want to speak.
I think that might be better.
Or we could actually have five mics, you know what I mean?
But
some of them are...
Unfortunately...
Harry speaking.
Sometimes it's a bit...
Harry speaking.
Oh, sorry.
Zane speaking.
I was just going to say, sometimes it's a bit unfair because if somebody's drawn a really good piece of art, like, and they send it to you or whatever, that kind of catches your eye or something. Mm-hmm. But that's just me personally, I don't know.
Yeah, good drawing. Harry. A good drawing's always good.
I think the same. It's just some of them, you know, sometimes... Someone just writes you a nice little polite tweet. But then, like, do you know what? Yeah, I will. Yeah, actually.
But then there must be so many you just don't see.
Like, cause I think that's, yeah.
Yes, Zane? Louis, microphone.
Oh, sorry, I was having my own conversation.
They're still paying the mortgage payments on the new
buildings. So they can't and just get the. Follow as many as you can, I guess.
I don't even think Scott was listening then, Zane.
Oh, no.
Terrible.
Niall was listening to this show last week and commented on the Ariana Grande story.
Yeah.
So when she was at the Teen Awards, someone shouted across the room, "All right, Ariana," and she said,
"I can't even see you."
I can't even see you, which could be the best pop star comeback ever. I genuinely think that she couldn't see him. I don't think she could. But if she maybe didn't recognise him and was pretending she couldn't see him.
What does that even mean?
I think it's like, she was just like looking and went, "I can't even see you," but it could be a massive, like, it could be you're irrelevant. I don't even know who you are.
Not on the radar.
It was really funny. I just thought that.
Big, and that she was surprised that she couldn't see him.
Is there anything that any of you at some point have said to someone and afterwards you've gone away and thought, they must think I'm a right diva? Like, not on purpose.
No, but do you know what? When we were filming the Steal My Girl video, one of the directors called Gabe Turner, right?
What?
And he's like a proper lad,
what?
Right? And he's pretty down to earth. He's got a lovely family, nice new daughter. Congratulations,
sure.
Gabe. And he didn't think anyone was around. And there was a runner next to him. And I was stood right behind him and he went, "Yeah, can I have a vanilla latte with a shot of that caramel creamer?" Right? And then, like, sent this runner off to get his coffee and then turned around. And I stood right behind him like, that was a disgrace.
I love it.
He was very embarrassed.
Has anyone bought your sick off eBay yet?
Whoa, I saw that thing. That's weird.
This is Harry's...
It took a very strange turn.
I know, I just wanted to ask.
This is from Caramel Crema, wasn't it?
No, it's from the night out where I think you went out and then maybe you were sick on the freeway in LA or something, and then someone maybe picked it up.
I've been on a hike. I've been on a very long hike.
Yeah, what was their actual technique for picking it up?
I don't know how. Maybe they scooped it up like a poop scooper.
Maybe like a Chinese Tupperware box.
Did you see it on eBay?
I just woke up the next morning. And I was on Twitter and I just saw this thing of you just like what in the road.
He's been on a very long.
It's worrying. This is the world we live in.
What was it? A hike?
He didn't ask if,
there's
it
an
was
actual
a,
sign
if I was
there,
all right.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Were you okay?
I mean, now it was about 3 weeks ago, so I'm fine.
He's gone
now,
off the rails.
Yeah. Okay. I felt sick for a. Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah.
You're good.
Actually,
hang on.
with One Direction live on Radio 1 in a secret location. Okay, the next few questions I would like you to answer honestly. Okay. They can't really be yes or no. If someone doesn't feel comfortable answering, then elaborate. Somebody else, okay?
Superb. Yeah. On our toes.
Have any of you ever got a girlfriend just for the winter?
What do you mean?
I just thought I'd point it in.
Not on purpose.
On purpose. You know, because it's like it gets colder, it's Christmas,
winter.
You need someone to cuddle.
It's darker. It's an interesting thought process.
Has that ever happened to any of you? Zane, sorry.
Who's written that question? Is that one of yours, Scott? Or
might be.
Yeah.
What, as in, that is bizarre, what, as in you aim to just have the girlfriend for the winter?
And then when it gets a bit like warm,
I don't think, then does it get too hot for a girlfriend?
I don't know.
Well, you just think, do you know what? I don't think I'm going to get enough Christmas presents this year.
That's exactly
first day of spring.
So I get
see you later.
Niall, do you want anything to add?
No, I don't. I've never done that.
Okay. No, I don't.
I don't get a girlfriend for the winter.
Next question.
The winter.
This is to Zane. Can I really dance at your wedding? Perry said I could.
Wow. Yeah, you can.
Okay, awesome.
I've seen you dancing.
You're very good.
Thank you.
You're
amazing. I'm really good.
So, yeah,
weeks.
Oh, yeah.
That's happening.
Congrats, by the way.
Okay, yeah, that's the next question. Next question. Dancing. Can I win Strictly Come Dancing, honestly?
I urge you to fix you've already
I
won.
I think you can.
You think I can? How?
To fix.
Maybe the campaign starts here. Right here.
I think yeah.
Scott
you just
to
need
win.
To maybe point your toes a little bit better.
Thanks.
And the hands just need to be a little bit more straight on, especially in the more the ballroom.
I love the face expressions.
To get like an 8 or a 9.
It's all about the face expressions.
Yeah. Concentration.
You look like you want it, yeah.
Yeah. and one more question. Are any of you worried about what's on your iCloud now that hackers can get in?
Do you know what? When I landed at an airport like a month ago and I came out the door and there was this guy with this video camera, and the first thing he said, it was the first thing I heard as I walked out, he went, "Do you have any nudes on the cloud?" I said, "Yeah, loads."
How did you?
No.
Nothing to worry about.
No.
To be fair, I've never used iCloud, but I have been tempted. But since this.
Are you still on the Nokia 3310?
Truth be told, I am.
It's not a very complicated hack.
Is it not?
No.
What have you done it?
No, iCloud's like, apparently it's like the only thing left where the security thing is security questions, and there's only like 4, and it's like your mother's maiden name. So people can just like Google what
pretty
people's
easy.
mother's maiden names are.
Scott, look at this. Zane's not changed.
What is that?
I don't know. It looks like an antique, doesn't it?
Is that your phone?
Yeah.
What's the ringtone on that, please?
Should we have a look?
Can we listen, please?
Do you know I don't know how to work that, Zane.
LED screen.
Well, it's for those of you who can't see this, it's
9 10.
It's an old phone. Well, it's not actually an old phone, but it's an older phone than you'd imagine a member of One Direction to have.
It's got Snake 2 on it.
It's got Snake 2.
Snake 2. Yeah.
Have you ever seen the video of what happens when you win Snake?
No.
Nothing happens.
Well, after all that,
it like goes well done.
Okay. No way.
Slightly upgraded though. Slightly upgraded.
It's more polyphonic, that's for sure. It's on a xylophone.
Fans are coming on.
And there we are. That's what happens when Zane from One Direction's phone rings. And that's the end of the interview, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Good luck with 4.
Good
this
luck
brilliant
on
new album.
Dancing and that.
On the dancings. Thank you very much.
Seven.
Scott to win.
Seven. It's good to see you. Thank you very much.